Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, this is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies. Welcome to 2019, everyone. So it's January, and of course that means that the first film released of the new year is going to be a fairly generic PG-13 horror film. And this year's offering is Escape Room. And I figured, what the hell? I like horror and I like Escape Room, so I might as well go see it. This film is directed by Adam Robitaille, who interestingly directed last year's January PG-13 horror film, Insidious, Ooh, My Fingers Are Keys, or something. I don't know. I didn't see that one. I'm kind of done with the Insidious movie, so I didn't watch that one. But he also directed a little film called The Taking of Deborah Logan, which I have seen and I very much enjoyed. And I think it's still streaming on Netflix, so if you see that, catch it, because it's a very good found footage film. This film, Escape Room, stars no one of note with the exception of Tyler Labine, who I didn't even know was in the film until he showed up, and then I was like, oh my god, it's Dale! And then spent the rest of the film looking for Tucker. And I ended up being disappointed. I suppose that's a minor spoiler, but I'll save the rest of the spoilers till after the review, and I'll give you fair warning. First, here is your plot. Six strangers receive invitations that were apparently designed by Pinhead to participate in a swanky, ultra-high-concept escape room, with the hope of winning a $10,000 prize. Our six participants are Zoe, an introverted college student, Ben, a down-on-his-luck grocery cashier, Jason, a high-powered stockbroker, Mike, a truck driver, Amanda, an army veteran, and Danny, who is an escape room enthusiast. And I don't know if he has a profession other than that. He's just an escape room enthusiast. Once the game is started, they all realize that this is for real and that these rooms will kill them unless they solve all of the puzzles. And that's the plot. There's not much to this. Six people go in, who comes out? So let's break this down to the good, the bad, and the ugly. First, the good. I'm not gonna lie, this was kind of a fun movie. I like escape rooms, and these rooms were really well designed. I particularly liked the upside-down room and the super cold room. Of course, I've never been to an escape room that tries to kill me, but I liked the concept of the movie, and I liked the way that they designed the rooms themselves. I liked that they did backstories for each of the characters, so you felt like you got to know them, and I did think that the acting was adequate. Tyler Labine is adorable, as usual, and everyone else held their own. The directing is also adequate. I'm using the word adequate quite a lot with this movie. Which leads me to the bad. I found this movie to be very predictable. I'll get more into that in the spoilers, but I found it very predictable. I also found it rather derivative. This reminded me a lot of Hostel or the Belko experiment, only it's PG-13, so it's entirely goreless and very clean. But you have that secret society watching people die aspect that has been done so many times before. It felt just very derivative here. It didn't hurt my enjoyment of the movie all that much because I really was not expecting much with this movie, but it feels a little stale. What I did have problems with is the ending, which leads me to the ugly. The entire ending of this film is basically a setup for a sequel, and I wish filmmakers wouldn't do that. Finish the movie you have before moving on to your second film, particularly in a new franchise where you're not sure how things will work out box office-wise. I want the ending to this story before you move on to another story. I had that same problem with the Belko experiment. Here, I just felt like the film was unfinished because it ends with a setup that it doesn't really earn, and you're left waiting for Escape Room 2 escapees on a plane. I mean, if you're starting a new franchise, you can leave a little bit open-ended, but don't spend the entire last 10 minutes of your movie setting up a sequel that you may not get. So, final thoughts. This is a January horror film, and it's a PG-13 horror film. Check your brain at the door. Don't expect a whole lot of gore. This isn't going to be on anyone's top 10 list at the end of the year. It's not going to win any awards, and I will probably forget I saw it in 3 or 4 weeks. That being said, I kind of had a fun time. I went to lunch with friends, we had a couple drinks, and we went to a matinee, and that is how this film should be enjoyed. So if you're looking for a relatively fun horror movie that doesn't throw a whole lot of gore in your face, you could do much worse than Escape Room. I am rating Escape Room 3 M's. Margarita, Munchies, Matinee. Stick with that and you'll be fine. Don't pay full price for this film. So, here there be spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
I kind of gave away a minor spoiler in the initial review by telling you that there's a super secret society that's watching people kill themselves, but that becomes really apparent very early in the film, so I don't think that's really spoiling anything. That being said, I'm going to address a couple things. The poster for this film features Zoe heavily, so you get the feeling she is going to be your final girl, and the opening scene of this film shows Ben in the last room. They do that whole, they show you the end of the film, and then they go 3 days prior, and then start the actual movie. I can't stand it when filmmakers do this. It is rarely done well, and here it's done very poorly. You basically know that Zoe is going to survive because she's featured heavily on the poster, and Ben is going to survive because he's in the last room. At that point, it just becomes a guessing game as to what order the other four characters are going to die, and I actually guessed their order accurately. I knew Danny was going to go first because he was the escape room enthusiast and he was the knowledge. I knew Amanda was going to go second because she was an army veteran and she was kind of the muscle. I was surprised that they kept Mike on as long as they did, but he was your tragic death. And I knew Jason would be the last death because he was the asshole, and one of the two survivors was going to have to kill him. So, like I said, it's pretty predictable. Don't expect much. I'm also really tired of these movies that show this super secret organization that can somehow transform a building in the middle of a bustling city into this super elaborate escape room, and then within 2 hours, just deconstruct everything and wipe all record that they were there, and nobody notices anything going on. This is in the middle of freaking New York City. Someone somewhere is going to notice what's going on. Also, they say that they've done this before because Danny actually is aware of this escape room, yet there's no rumors of people going in and not coming out. Maybe they'll address that in Escape Room 2, should they actually get an Escape Room 2. I mean, I'm just really tired of these super secret death cults being shown with all this power. My super secret death cult doesn't have all that much power, has no power at all. Now, I've said too much. This is the Cinemistress, signing off. I don't have a super secret death cult. Really?
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.